بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue with Surah Luqman where we stopped. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said:
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم.
He has created the heavens without any pillars that you see, and has set on the earth firm mountains, lest it should shake with you. And he has scattered therein moving living creatures of all kinds. And we send down water rain from the sky, and we cause plants of every goodly kind to grow therein. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He presents to us His verses of Rububiyyah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. To see and reflect on the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how many people are heedless of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He brings them back to the reality. That look around you. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have done. Look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in this verse that we read, so many miracles embedded in it. The scholars of the scientific miracles of the Quran, they illustrated that with details. I'm not much of a person who read about the scientific miracles in the Quran. I read a few here and there, because mainly that does not mean we neglect that side of the scientific miracle of the Quran. And also we have to remember not to go extreme about it. Unfortunately, some brothers and sisters, they are extreme about the scientific miracles in the Quran. They explain the verses of the Quran at times with theories, scientific theories, that hasn't been confirmed yet. And that's one of the most dangerous things a person could do. As for example, I had someone convinced, and he was trying to convince me that the Quran speaks about aliens, and that the existence of aliens does not go against the Quran, and the Quran already foretold the people that there is aliens. And all these issues and similar issues, which is has no basis of truth yet. And even if it has, not necessary that it has to be mentioned in the Quran. Because the Quran itself is not a book of science. The Quran is a book of guidance. And because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the meaning that Allah has spoken with the Quran, and it comes from the Almighty, the All-Knowledgeable, the Wise, then there has to be some scientific miracles in it, because it comes from the one who created the creation. The one who created everything, and the one who has knowledge about everything. So that's a very important point that we need to pay attention to when we speak about the scientific miracles of the Quran. And also another point, that the scientific miracles of the Quran, when people talk about it, it should not mean we have to neglect the opinion of the predecessors, or to say our predecessors were wrong and now we discover the reality of these verses. And this is also dangerous, because our predecessors understood the Quran better than what we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse, خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها. He created the heavens without any pillars that you see. طيب, here the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خلق السماوات بغير عمد. He created the heavens without any pillars that you see. The ulama here in this verse differed on two opinions. And I'm talking about ulama al-salaf, like Qatada, Mujahid, wa Iyas ibn Muawiyah, and others, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these heavens without pillars, so there is no pillars in between the heavens and the earth, and in between the moon and the sun, that keeps them away from each other. But Ibn Abbas, he had a different opinion. He said, there is pillars, but you cannot see. So as you see, the Salaf has differed. But the majority said, without pillars. That means there is no such a thing as pillars. But regardless, in both opinions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these heavens with all its asteroids and moons and suns and earth, all of orbit together, and none of them collide with each other, and orbit in an articulate way, and in a perfect way, and a precise way, that the earth is protected, and nothing collides and destroys the earth. And this is to show mankind that no matter what, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great and mighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ghafir, verse 57, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. The creation of the heavens and earth, much greater from the creation of people. To the meaning, if we look at the stars and the moon and the sun and the earth and everything and all the galaxies and the Milky Way, compare it to our creation would look small compared to it. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this creation so mankind can reflect and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the creation of mankind is smaller than the creation of the heavens and earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this son of Adam above all of the creation, because the son of Adam is ordered to worship Allah and to spread the da'wah of Islam. So you become above everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created if you worship Allah and you work to spread the da'wah of Islam. You become above everything else. Subhanallah al-Azim. This weak, poor human being is better than everything Allah has created. Yes. Once he becomes a muwahid, once he becomes a da'i for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him above all the creation. As for the one who rejects the da'wah of Islam and rejects to submit to the Creator and rejects to submit to Allah, he'll become the lowest of the lowest. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created Adam, he created him in a way different than all of the creation. He created him with his two hands. And he said to all the angels to prostrate to him in salute. Subhanallah al-Azim. And yet, the son of Adam, this weak son of Adam, when he comes out from his mother's womb, has no power to do anything, hopeless of anything. The weakest baby of all the creation is the human being. So subhanallah al-azim, he is the weakest. He waits for his mother to feed him and to change him. And if she doesn't do so, he will die of starvation. And yet when that son of Adam grows, he disobeys Allah, he disobeys his parents, he neglect and reject the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he would wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to put him in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ, and has set on the earth firm mountains, lest it should shake with you. This is another miracle from the scientific miracles of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the mountains in different verses, and he described them in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, and the mountains as pegs. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا, in another verse, وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا, and the mountains firmly fixed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Here in this verse, he said, "Antamida bikum," lest it should shake with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put these mountains so it doesn't shake with us. And if you were just to look at the creation of mountains, subhanallah, the geologians will tell you that the bigger part of the mountain is underground, and what you see is really the tip of the mountain. And they tell you the earth is into layers, and those layers, all of them move. They're not stable. Only the top part is really stable. And this is because of the mountains that hold it together. So the mountains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them pegs, as the peg would hold the tent. And this is one of the amazing miracles of the Quran in that respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is saying to everyone throughout the centuries, how did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came 1400 years ago with no previous knowledge to this, he wasn't a geologian, and at the same time sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was able to speak the words of wisdoms that no other can speak with it, because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told us that these mountains are pegs holding the ground, the earth, under our feet together. And this is from the blessing of Allah. Imagine just a small shake. We've seen in Haiti. Allahu Akbar. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to demolish and destruct. And how a little movement under our feet can destroy everything. And yet we reject the ni'mah of Allah. Someone would ask, why would Allah cause so much destruction? Why it is so much destruction with earthquakes? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave this earth as happily ever after? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not do anything without wisdom. The first and foremost, to bring the attention of the people, that look what could happen. Look at the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh people, repent. Oh people, go back to Allah. Oh people, fear Him. Oh people, stop being heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it's an ibtila, it's a calamity. It's a calamity for them and a calamity for the rest of mankind. A calamity for them so they can be patient and so they can be rewarded if they are Muslims. And a calamity for the rest of mankind, that would you help your brother? Would you help your brothers? If a Muslim country is in a strife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's testing every single one of us. Instead of spending so much money on big set of TV or a nice expensive car, would you help your brother in Islam who is in need for your wealth and money? Or you prefer your selfish nafs with it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an infinite knowledge and wisdom, and He knows why He's doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His knowledge, He knows why He's doing this. And sometimes it's for the greater good. And let me give you an example. In Surah Al-Kahf, with the story of Musa and Al-Khadr. Al-Khadr there, when he damaged the ship and killed the young boy and fixed the wall that was about to collapse in a town, the inhabitants of it were misers, and they rejected the simplest of a generosity towards Musa and Al-Khadr, to a wayfarers. When Musa questioned the Khadr said, this ship, behind it, a king that takes every ship ghasba, by force. So if we damage it a little bit, he will not take it. For the greater good, we damage the ship a little bit. Same thing, killing the young boy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this young boy going to grow up to be a kafir, and he was going to torment his parents, and his parents were a good, believing, righteous Muslims. And the wall, because under it there is a treasure. And then Al-Khadr, he said at the end, I did not do it from my own accord. Allah has revealed it to me. All that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause something in your life, can cause a calamity in your life, but it is for your own benefit in the long term. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fulfill your dua sometimes for a reason that He knows. How many of us wished for things and they were not granted to us? When they were not granted to us, we said, oh, why Allah did not give me this and why Allah did not give me that? And then we have realized after 1 year or 2 years that if Allah was to give us this, our life would be different. Our life would be worse. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains to hold the earth together so it doesn't shake under our feet. And then we live on unstable earth and we cannot exist. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. And He has scattered therein moving living creatures of all kinds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has scattered therein moving living creatures. Moving living creatures on the face of this earth. مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ. Whether to be a human, or an animal, or a bird, or a bee, or an ant. And this little bee, an ant, when you look at it, you don't pay attention to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in a complex way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dared all of mankind to create something like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب.
I want you to concentrate and listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dared all of mankind. He said, O mankind, a similitude has been coined. So listen to it carefully. Verily those on whom you call beside Allah cannot create even a fly. So all these gods and the people worship beside Allah, they cannot create a dhubab. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged mankind all the way till the day of judgment to create a fly. Everything that mankind creates, nowhere near the creation of Allah. Look at it, that despicable fly that you look at it and you desist it. Allah dared you to bring similar to it or to replicate it exactly. Start it from nothing and structure it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala structured it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop there. He said, even though they combine together for the purpose. Yani, if all of mankind, all of them, including the gods that you worship beside Allah, no matter what they are, to combine yourselves together for that purpose, you will never be able to make a fly or to create a fly. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dared them even more. And if the fly snatches away a thing from them, they will have no power to release it from the fly. Yani, if a fly comes on your food and that fly eats a little bit of food from the food that you have in front of you, if you were to open the fly, you cannot bring back that food. If the fly takes something from you, you cannot take it back. Subhanallah al-Azim. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unbelievable. Not only you're not able to create a fly, no. If the fly eats something from your food, you cannot bring that back to the plate. Even if you catch the fly and you open the fly. Subhanallah al-Azim. And is this challenge for only to the people with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, it is for all of mankind and humanity till the day of judgment. Till the day of judgment. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. They will have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. So both of them are weak. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His creation, He created these heavens and earth and everything that walk and crawls on it. Until today, scientists are discovering the dawab, the animals that are scattered on the face of this earth. Even in the deepest of seas, today there is fish that they do not know what they are. And they haven't discovered them yet. And this is to show the might and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. And I want to read to you something Al-Ustaz Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah, he said, the existence of life on this earth is a secret. No one till today is able nor claim to understand or explain it. And the life from the beginning of it, in the simplest of cell, they cannot explain it. How about this huge universe, this huge planets? And he said, the life on this earth, it is in huge numbers and different types that no mankind nor human is able to enumerate it or count it. And he said, with all this, most of people, they pass by it whilst they are heedless of it. Their hearts covered, ain't alive. And then he said, as if they are passing by something normal. Whilst on the other hand, they will stand astonished, mesmerized by a simple creation of mankind. A simple creation and a product of mankind. Meaning that sometimes you see a laptop or the make of remote control when they were first introduced to people, or laptops and computers, or a new television, or a new electronical item. One of us will stand amazed and mesmerized by it. Well, it is a simple creation of the creation of mankind. Simple made of mankind. Something made by mankind. But while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and with its complexity, we stand heedless of it. As if we're not seeing it. As if we do not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. And this is what rahimahullah he said. And this is amazing how the shaitan makes you forget and makes you heedless of the miracles that you see with your eyes every day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. And we sent from the heavens rain, and we cause the plants of every goodly kind to grow therein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down from the heavens rain. Now I want you to reflect on two points. The first point, that how come the rain that comes down a drop by drop? It doesn't come down on us all together, like as one bucket. What would happen if that happens? Everything will be demolished on the face of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down the rain in drops. So it doesn't destroy everything. Because if it comes in buckets, well, the world will be destroyed, like the same way, like in a big lot, everything will be destroyed. The pressure of the water and the speed of the water and the mass of the water would destroy the houses and destroys everything. And yet anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase the number of rain and the speed of rain to destroy. But the norm, that rain drops in a way to save and help and bless the people. That is one. The second point I want you to reflect on, that the mass of water on this earth, since Allah created the creation, did not increase nor decrease. It merely moves from one place to another. The water is the same water. The water is the same water. And if you see, what are they scared from today? That with the global warming, the ice mountains in the poles are melting. then the number or the mass of water is increasing. But the water is the same water, whether it turns to ice or it evaporates in the clouds and then it's moved to different places that Allah chooses. Subhanallah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unbelievable. Even the water that you drink, it comes down as urine, it goes through the sewage, and then what happens to it? Comes back again, purified, and comes back again in a heavenly way. Subhanallah al-Azim. And this cycle of water, it is a great miracle of the miracles of the Quran. I advise you to go and collect the verses and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the clouds and how the clouds bring rain and they are collected and they move as mountains and then rain is formed and comes down as a blessing to mankind or as torment to mankind. Subhanallah al-Azim. And then he said, فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. And we cause the plants of every goodly kind to grow therein. Here, he said, in Arabic, said zawj. Of course, the translation doesn't say zawj. But zawj means pairs. And in many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the issue of pairs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. In Surah Yasin, verse 36. Praise the one who created all the pairs from what the earth brings out and from themselves and from what they do not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat said, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And from everything we created pairs, maybe you reflect and think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran, he said that he created everything from pairs. So subhanallah, the trees are in pairs, male and female, male and female. And the process of pollination, and without the process of pollination, the trees will not give fruit. Whether it is done through the air or induced by men when they pollinate the trees, and otherwise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So even everything, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, created in pairs, so they can produce. And this is another miracle from the miracles of the Quran. And then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ بَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. This is the creation of Allah. So show me that which those whom you worship besides Him have created. Nay, the polytheists, the zalimun, wrongdoers, and those who do not believe in the oneness of Allah are in a plain error. Nay, the zalimun, polytheists, wrongdoers, and those who do not believe in the oneness of Allah are in a plain error. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هذا خلق الله. This is the creation of Allah. Everything we spoke about. Allah created the heavens and earth without pillars that you see. And He put in it rawasi, pegs, so they can hold it together. And He scattered in it all the dawab, moving living things. And He sent down from the heavens rain. And He created everything in pairs. This is khalqullah. So the ones who you worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what have they created? And we go back to the point again of rububiyyah and uluhiyyah. Allah is saying to them, those who you worship beside Allah, are they the creators, or can they create, or can they create similar to what Allah has created? So why do you worship Him? Why do you worship Jesus beside Allah? Why do you worship Buddha beside Allah? Why do you worship the cow beside Allah? Were they able to create? Are they able to create like the creation of Allah?
As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Namrud, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِدَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. He said to him, Allah brings the sun from the east. You claim you have the power of lordship, bring it from the west. Then the kafir was astonished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to them, this is هذا خلق الله. This is what Allah creates. And this is what Allah created. Bring me something similar to it. Show me what those people, those idols, those stones, those prophets, those messengers, those bricks, those whatever you worship beside Allah, can they create like the creation of Allah? And show me what they are able to create. And this is the essence of lordship. The point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses His lordship to prove to mankind that He is the only one worthy of worship. And the one that is worthy of worship, He must qualify to be a Lord. And there is no laws beside Allah, because there is no one can create like Allah. And that's why He is the only one deserving of the uluhiyyah. No one beside Him. And that is the essence of Tawheed. And that is the essence of Tawheed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, the transgressors, the wrongdoers, the deniers of the uluhiyyah of Allah, they are in plain error. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them الظالمون? Dhulm means oppression, to oppress. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them al-zalimun? Of course, the ulama, as we said previously many times, that al-zulm is to put something where it does not belong. The gratitude and the thanks, it has to be given to the one who gives you, who blesses you. And how do you thank Allah? You thank Him by worshipping Him. So imagine, you have someone in your house, or there is a person under your care. You give them money every day. You feed them every day. You dress them every day. You give them everything they need, and then they deny the simplest right to tell you thank you. Once you say, he is rude, he is a bad person. How many of us, when we go to the shopping, and when you buy food, or you buy clothing or something from a shop, and if the shop, the salesman or the teller or the cashier on the checkout, if she says to you, I want $5, and she doesn't say please, you say, oh, how rude is she? Oh, how rude is he? If he just says to you, give me $5 for such and such. Mind you, you are taking something for it. And if he doesn't say please, you say, well, how rude he is. Oh, how rude she is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all this. And then you deny the simplest thank you to Allah. But Allah does not want you to tell Him thank you on your tongue. He wants you to worship Him, to recognize and worship. And that's why who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a zalim. And that's why Allah called them zalimun. Because the worship, Allah is the only one who deserves that worship. And once it's given to someone else, as if you are thanking someone else. And when that person who's under your guardianship, after you've done so much for him, he says thank you to your neighbor, and he doesn't say thank you to you after everything, how hurt would you feel? How angry would you feel? And you would say how ungrateful this person is. After everything I've done to him, he doesn't even say thank you. Instead, he says thank you to someone else who'd done nothing for them. And that is oppression. And that is zulm. And that's exactly what the deniers of the right of Allah upon them doing. By denying the thanks and the praises and the worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك إن شاء الله we'll continue next week. جزاكم الله خير. If there is any questions, we'll take them and we'll stop at this.